Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Chris Parker. How are you, Chris?
I'm very well. How are you?
Excellent. You're from New Horizons Wine, and you import wines from Virginia. And we're going to be talking about Virginia today. So, first of all, I know where New York is. I know where Oregon is. I know where California is. I've got no idea where Virginia is. I know they do tobacco, but that's about it. Virginia rolling tobacco.
Yep, that's true. Virginia is about 250 miles south of New York.
On the East Coast?
On the East Coast. It is, probably everybody knows Washington, D.C. Virginia is adjacent to Washington, D.C. It's bordered by Maryland to the north and North Carolina to the south. Four distinct seasons and typically very warm summers, humidity. The autumn there, or the fall as it's called in the States, is typically is a beautiful time of year, warm days, cool evenings. The soil is highly decomposed granite to the west. It's bordered to the west by the Blue Ridge Mountains and to the east, the Atlantic Ocean.
I don't normally think of Virginia as a wine region. I know that most of the U.S. states, except for Hawaii, make wine, but I don't always leaf out there and think, Virginia wine, that's the wine for me today. So, first of all, you're an Englishman. You promote wine. Your company's called New Horizon Wines, but what are you doing trying to promote Virginian wines in the UK?
I have lived in Virginia for 22 years.
You don't sound it.
And I have enjoyed these wines over the years I've lived there. And frankly, when I moved to Virginia, I didn't know Virginia produced wines either. And I stumbled across a few, and there were probably less than 40 wineries in the state at that time. That piqued my interest. And over the years, I have tasted many wines from many wineries and could see that there was a definite increase in the number of wineries that were interested in producing top quality wines, and not just for selling out of, you know, drinking on the patio and at a winery, which is beautiful, but something that can be seriously considered a world-class wine. And about 5-6 years ago, I decided that I would lead the charge to develop the international market for Virginia wines, because you've said yourself, you know, you don't know about Virginia. Well, part of that is there has been no marketing, no place for a person to buy Virginia wines in the UK. So that was the first step. I brought Virginia wines over to the UK in 2008 initially. We had some very favorable responses from wine writers, from various critics. And that validated my decision to make this leap. And it's been a wonderful 2 years. We are working with some independent merchants, companies like Oxford Wine, The Sampler, Hercules Wine in Kent. Virginia wines are now in restaurants like Barbaloo in the Mandarin Oriental, Zuma in Knightsbridge. So we're very, very happy with the progress that we're making.
And what sort of wines are common? You know, I tasted some quite nice wines on at your stand a wee while ago. So what are the grape varieties? What are the styles being produced?
All of the usual suspects are grown in Virginia. So Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, Chardonnay, there's plenty of those grapes, and they grow well. If you're asking what are the real signature grapes of Virginia, then it has to be Viognier, Cabernet Franc, and Petit Verdot. And we're here at the fair. This is the London International Wine Fair, and this is the third year. And the first year, there was a buzz in the room about the Viogniers from Virginia. We've experienced the same thing in 2010 and this year in 2011.
I tried a smattering of them, and they are very good.
for anybody that tastes them, it's their first experience, is that they think, well, it's a North American wine, it's going to be like California, Oregon, Washington State. And the, as I mentioned earlier, the climate, there are four distinct seasons. So there's, they're more European in style in terms of the ripening of the grapes, the acidity level, also the expertise in the area, the winemakers from around the world, from South Africa, from France, from Italy. So that combination of experience and the soil and the climate there has enabled the winemakers over the last 30 years to really understand which varietals work well to produce a wine or wines that you can say are truly Virginia wines. They're not trying to copy something else. They're producing something which is showing the typicity of the region.
Thinking of your Viogniers, now I've tasted a reasonable number of California Viogniers, and they are big, rich Viogniers, whereas your ones are a bit leaner. I wouldn't say leaner, that's not necessarily a nicer word, but they are. You know, they have more of a... they don't have the fatness that a California yes. Viognier has. And it's much more like a Rhone Valley sort of style, or a Marsan from the Rhone Valley, or that sort of thing.
Yes.
You know, nice typicity of flavors. Still got that sort of richness that you get with Viognier, but not quite as heavy as maybe a California. Would that be a fair comment?
That's absolutely fair. I think that's a very good way of describing the Viogniers. Clearly, depending on where the vineyard and winery is located, there can be some differences. Also, the winemakers may be some different approaches, but all of the winemakers in Virginia are really looking to make the best wine they can that essentially the vines are telling them to make. You know, so the timing for picking the grapes is very, very important. So they want to have that richness of fruit and all the typical aspects of Viognier, but they also want to have a level of acidity which is going to equates to a more restrained style.
Yeah.
I recall an article in, I think it was 2009, Michael Broadbent wrote a piece in Decanter magazine where he referred to Barbersville 2000, Viognier Reserve 2004, and he compared it favorably to fine Condrieus he'd tasted. Your point is well made in terms of the style.
Okay, and the Cabernet Francs, the thing I noticed about them was they were heavier than maybe a Loire Cabernet Franc.
Yeah.
But they still had a really nice defined acidity all the way through. You know, you taste it and you go, oh, this has got a fair chunk of acidity in it. But it was nice and linear all the way through the wine.
Yes.
Which I quite liked.
Yes. And again, it's the climate and the soil in Virginia. It's just the Cabernet Franc works very well there. So it ripens well. And it's not just about the sugars. It's the whole balance in terms of the ripening of the grape. The Cabernet Franc is grown typically on you'll see many wineries in the in Virginia that are on the east side of the Blue Ridge Mountains, and there's a reason for that. So it's the soil, it's also the climate there, so it's highly decomposed granite.
Is there a river called Shenandoah River?
Shenandoah.
Just when you said Blue Ridge Mountain, I had that Blue Ridge Mountain.
Absolutely. That's the other aspect in the UK that most people know of Virginia and it may be through that song or it may be an interest in history, because Thomas Jefferson, who was the third president of the United States.
Oh, he was basically.
He was an agriculturalist. So he spent a lot of time in France and Italy prior to being president. He was representing the fledgling country of the United States in France, and learned a great deal from his experiences there. He brought back Vitis vinifera grapes to Virginia. So the heritage of the work that's carried through today really started with Thomas Jefferson, and actually earlier than that, when the settlers first landed in Virginia over 400 years ago, there was a various acts that were passed that were essentially the laws of the land for the settlers. And Act 12 stated that every settler must plant 10 vines or be essentially taxed.
Oh, really?
So there's no evidence they actually made any good wine then. But you know, the roots of the wine industry of Virginia goes back 400 years.
America's got a thing called AVA, American Viticultural Areas.
Yes.
Is Virginia part of that process?
Certain parts of Virginia. So around the Charlottesville area, which is in the central part of Virginia.
Is that coastal or inland?
It's closer to the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Which is that on the west coast, is it?
The Blue Ridge Mountains is on the west side of Virginia.
Okay.
So the Virginia's bordered by the Blue Ridge Mountains on the west, and the Atlantic coast, Atlantic Ocean, the Chesapeake Bay on the east.
Yep.
So the Monticello AVA is on the central west side of Virginia, and it's named after Monticello. is the home of Thomas Jefferson. It's a historic site near Charlottesville. So there are other AVAs within Virginia, but Monticello is the best known.
Okay. I've got a wee map here of Virginia. I'm just trying to understand it because it doesn't really tell me much. I can't really quite understand what's going on. I can see that the
West Virginia is here. That's another state.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Oh, West Virginia is a different state.
A common misunderstanding in the UK. West Virginia is definitely a separate state. The south of Virginia, you have North Carolina.
Yep.
North is Maryland and Washington, D.C. You're essentially in the southern part of the United States in Virginia.
What's the latitudes here?
It's roughly it's on the same latitude as Rome.
I'm just looking at some of the AVAs here. There's Eastern Shore AVA, Monticello, as we mentioned, North Fork Roanoke AVA. But the one I love is George Washington Birthplace AVA. Yeah, that's a descriptor and a name, isn't it?
You know exactly what it is. That's for sure. That's for sure.
They're obviously very proud of that.
Yeah, they are. They are. But you can see from the map with the concentration of wineries here that I mentioned Monticello. This is the Monticello AVA right here. And you can see there are many, many wineries. There are close to 200 wineries in Virginia now.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's quite a bit.
There are many wineries in the Monticello area and also up in Northern Virginia. Now, this currently is not an AVA, but I'm sure that, you know, the wineries in this area at some point would be looking to lobby for that area to be a recognized AVA. But my drive on this is, you know, my decision to do this, because the UK is a very complicated and competitive market. I mean, it's not like we have a shortage of wine in the UK.
No.
But there is a lot of interest from the independent wine merchants serving their customers. There's a lot of interest in discovering new things and particularly the finer wines that have the restrained style, that has vintage variations that you can compare over a number of vintages and see how they age, how they improve. I'm getting a lot of interest from tasting clubs that see this as a very interesting area because of the historical connections with the United Kingdom, the fact that there is a burgeoning wine industry developing and has been developing in Virginia over the last 40 years. The Virginia Tech, which is one of the top agricultural universities in the United States, has an oenological department that supports research and development. It's very useful to the wineries of Virginia. So there's a lot happening that makes it a very exciting and very interesting area. And, you know, let's face it, it's the story behind the label. So there are many very good wines in the world. So what makes Virginia exciting? It's all the things I'm talking about, the history, the location. Come over to Virginia and tour the vineyards, go hiking on the Blue Ridge Mountains, you know, the history. It's a very, very rich region.
You said that you're developing the UK market. Are wines exported anywhere else in the world? Or
in a very limited quantities. I'm you know, clearly when you consider Virginia's total reduction is 450,000 cases. So it's not a huge region. So we have to be careful in terms of how we promote and how we market wines, because we want to ensure that we get the wines to the consumer and that they can continue to enjoy them. So we have to do it at a pace that's manageable for the wineries and manageable for ourselves. Having said that, clearly the UK market is important to us, not just as a buyer of wine, but also as an influencer of trends around the world.
Yeah.
So we feel, the wineries feel, the Commonwealth of Virginia feels that we should be here. This, you know, our wines are enjoyed here and appreciated here, and being recognized here will also help raise the awareness and recognition elsewhere in the world. I'm getting inquiries from France, from Denmark, from Sweden, from Germany, and over time we will obviously be interested in supplying Virginia wines there too.
Excellent, Chris. I think we need to wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your time.
That's a pleasure. Thank you.